الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد. This video is about democracy in Israel under attack. Yes, it is a joke. This is the title of it. I'm sure you have heard about Netanyahu and his scheme to overthrow the judicial system in Israel. I say Israel is a figure of speech, that's the name of their state, but you see, that's the name of the state. Even they have embassies in some Arab countries and Muslim countries. Embassy of the State of Israel. La ilaha illallah. Anyway, so he came up with this scheme for several reasons. Number one, to avoid going to jail for corruption. You know, it's been going on there for years. They accused him and his wife of accepting bribes. And he doesn't want to go to jail. Just like Trump, if the country divided around him, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to go to jail. Of course, at a much smaller scale is Netanyahu. The country is much smaller than here. So he came up with the scheme to avoid going to jail for corruption. Number two, the Supreme Court, if I can call it this way, of Israel, they made some good decisions, strangely enough, for Palestinians like who lost their lands, who had their homes confiscated, whatever it is. They made some good rulings, but they are a judicial system that is an essential part of the occupation of Palestine. They are a central part of the oppression, of the killing, deprivation of Palestinians, of their lands, their farms, their lives, their humanity. They've been doing it for a very long time. So it doesn't matter how they call it democracy. What democracy are you talking about when you have millions of people living under occupation? And under occupation, that is a horrible occupation. What democracy are you talking about when that country lives on the humiliation that is directed at millions of people who live there, the Palestinians, Muslims and Christians, by the way, for a very long time? What democracy are you talking about? They're existence is rejected by the Jews. Now, Netanyahu, when he came back to become prime minister, he made coalitions as usual because no party gains enough seats in their parliament, the Knesset, to rule by themselves. They have to have coalitions. They are a divided nation very much. The number of parties there are unbelievable for such a small nation. Anyway, so the coalition he brought into government appointed ministers who are designated as terrorists, even here in America. Terrorists. In the West, terrorist ministers. Especially that minister who said that town, Palestinian town, will have to erase it completely. Well, they condemned that statement here, but so what? They still, they don't care. They don't care. So he brought terrorists into his cabinet, and he's the chief of the terrorists himself, a war criminal. So many Palestinian civilians, men, women, and especially children, were killed because of Netanyahu and his regime and his army and the people who were sitting while their planes, American supplied, American technology, Western technology, were pounding Gaza and killing the people there, and they were sitting at the border, close to the border of Gaza, the Jews, men, women, eating popcorn. Check it. You can see the pictures online. What democracy are they talking about? Democracy of the oppressor? What about the Palestinians? Palestinians have absolutely nothing. Nothing. Especially in the West Bank and Gaza. In Gaza, they can't even have... it's not about work anymore. Even food, medicine, it's really horrible there. The West Bank, the settlers are eating it up. One handspan, one house, one farm at a time. A few years from now, you cannot separate the settlements from the rest of the West Bank that's still hosting Palestinians there. You can't. It's going to be extremely difficult. That's their plan. Settlements here and there, here and there, here and there, here and there, that you find in the end that we can't separate this. We're done. We have to claim the whole land for us. Now, what kind of democracy is that? It's unbelievable. Now, the Jews went out in the streets of the cities of Israel, demonstrating against Netanyahu and his government. A lot of thousands. They're saying sometime even one of those demonstrations had like a 500,000 demonstrators. That's a lot for a small country. He wouldn't budge because, you have to understand the psyche of this kind of psychos. He is number one. He is number one. And these people go to the streets to demonstrate, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to go to jail. Even if all of the Jews were against him, he has the numbers in the Knesset to, pass that bill. No, he's not gonna, I'm not gonna change this. This is because the Supreme Court was a political, entity that interfered in all kinds of things. We need to have the Congress. The Congress? How did I say the Congress? Isn't it the same stuff that Republicans and Trump are saying here? These are political and you're not? You are political. So he says that he's using the words that Trump used, like fake news, like media, enemies of the people. He didn't say that yet, but the same kind of things that the Supreme Court there has become a political entity that would interfere in the business of the government. And therefore they wanted to have the Knesset, their Congress, supersede, and their decisions supersede the decisions of the Supreme Court. So the divisions of the powers that the Westerners keep talking about, now it's shattered completely. No, it's the Knesset, and whoever is in control of the Knesset will be the one who makes all the decisions, including judicial. So this is their type of democracy, where you're oppressing millions of people who live in absolute misery on their own land, because Palestine belongs to the Palestinians, the Jews do not belong there. You see, please quote me. The Jews never had ties to Palestine for 19 centuries. Then they started coming and coming and coming, supported by Western people with fanaticism. And they said, this is our land. You don't belong there. So how can you have a democracy with this kind of segregation that is so horrible that a few settlers can go into the Al-Aqsa Masjid to pray inside there? Yeah. What do you have to do with Al-Aqsa Masjid? Absolutely nothing. You see, I had videos before that I called on the Israeli community, leaders, government, whatever it is. We need to have a gene test for all those who claim to be Israelites. Okay, they say they're Jews, but Israelites. They won't do it. They did it before. They won't announce the results. And you will find that maybe more than a half of these people who are in Palestine, they're not even Israelites. Just people who claim to be Jewish. And put all this together, so they come, steal the land, establish judicial systems, and it's for them, about them, by them, and but you are an instrument of oppression, of occupation. That's not democracy, even when democracy doesn't really have any value, especially these days. You look in the West and here in America, all that democracy stuff, you know, look what's happening between Republicans and Democrats here. They are accusing each other of treason. This is the extent of the infighting. So democracy. Now you remove the powers of the Supreme Court, then what do you have? You have the government. You see, there the government comes from the Knesset. Not like in the United States. You have, they say, you have three powers. You have the Supreme Court, unelected, for life. You have the Congress, and the Congress is where, you know, legislations come from. And you have the government, the president, and he appoints the cabinets. It's his decision. The executive, the legislation part, and the judicial. In Israel, they had two. The judicial and the government. The government comes from the Knesset. So now you remove the judicial, you have what? You have Netanyahu. A despicable man. A war criminal. And an enemy of humanity, and an enemy of the Semites, because the Arabs are the largest Semite group in the world today. That's it. They are. And there is nothing he can do about it. And we will keep calling those people anti-Semites, because that's what they are. Of course, anti-Muslim, anti-Palestinian, and all these aspects. So he wanted to remove the obstacle between him and going to jail, not going to jail, because he did not want to go to jail. He doesn't care about the turmoil that he brings to his own people. And it doesn't matter how many people go to the streets there. He said in May, he's going to try to do it again after people forget about it. Maybe he'll start another war, Allah forbids, against the Palestinians in Gaza, whatever it is, you know. This man is a criminal. He would think of anything to save himself. But my video today is not about Netanyahu specifically, about that joke that they call democracy. In Israel, democracy, Well, your democracy is built on the bodies of so many children that were killed in Gaza, and the oppression of millions of people who have been humiliated on a daily basis, as G.W. said, George Bush, the son. He said that. He said they are humiliated on a daily basis, but he didn't do anything about it. He's anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, anti-Muslim. He still is. And even Netanyahu, can you believe it? Can you believe it? They're killing the Palestinians and destroying them, taking their homes, demolishing, stealing. It's just unbelievable how they want to erase an entire people from life. But alhamdulillah, they were not able to succeed, because the Palestinians will inshallah continue to struggle. What did Netanyahu say? He said that he knows that in that whole area, the people who lost the most are the Palestinians. And then he went on until now to kill so many more of them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Muslims aware of their vital interests in bringing back all of Palestine to the Muslim nation. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.